now, joined by NFL Insider, NFL.com, Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. All right, so I want to talk to you a little bit about some receivers, some guys that might be coming up for contracts. We've heard Odell Beckham actually say he wants to get $20 million a year. Do you think that's realistic for him?
I think it's not crazy. I mean, I don't know if he's going to get it, but, you know, Antonio Brown is at $17 a year. Odell is the next, you know, and I don't know if it's going to be 20, but it's going to be more than 17, so it's probably going to be in the 18, 19 range. And, you know, if you're a team, maybe you pay a little higher, you know, average per year and lower on the guarantees. I mean, you can make it work if that's what he wants. But I will say this, you know, that's generally quarterback money. He's one of the best players in the NFL regardless of position. If they paid him 20 a year, he would be worth it. So I don't think that's crazy at all.
Now, it sounds like the market is changing for all positions. So let's go to the defensive line position and Aaron Donald out there in L.A. What do you think he'll end up getting?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be probably the highest paid defensive player in football. You know, you look at the salary, it's going to be, you know, around 20, past 20, something like that. I mean, you know, Dominican Sue got, I believe, 60 guaranteed. I would imagine that Aaron Donald will eclipse that. And, you know, for these kind of guys, and he's, you know, in the same category as Odell Beckham, they change the game. They ruin game plans. They change the game. To me, those guys should get quarterback money because that's their value to the team they play on.
Now, everybody's here at the draft talking about quarterbacks, but I want to talk about running backs and Saquon Barkley. Where do you think he'll end up? He's kind of in a funny spot with, I would think, the Giants, but he might end up somewhere else. What do you think?
I wouldn't even be surprised if he goes number one, honestly. I mean, if he's the best player in the draft, the Browns signed a quarterback during free agency they believe can start for them this year, then maybe that's their only chance to take him. I mean, I don't think they are able to. Maybe they're able to take him at four, but it's not a guarantee. I guarantee they're able to take him at one. So I'll be curious there. I mean, it's, you know, he's one of the best prospects in the draft. He's clean. He's not a lot of questions. It's not like, you know, if he clears this up, he'll be. No, he's a good person. He's sickly talented. He's going to put on a show here. I had a head coach tell me yesterday he's the best running back prospect he's seen in 20 years. I think he's going to go real high.
Who's another top prospect that's not outside of the quarterback position? Who's the next top prospect?
Well, you know, I think Bradley Chubb is a guy of NC State, you know, sort of kind of in that next. Could he go three? Could he go four to the Browns? You know, right up there. I mean, that's, you know, outside the quarterbacks, outside the running back, that's probably the hottest sort of name now in a position where there's just really not a lot of talent in the draft.
Now, the Bills are sitting at 21-22 in the draft. Where do you think the Bills will end up going in the draft?
They got a lot of different places they can go, but, you know, I think it's obvious the quarterback position is a place of need. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see them take the two picks, package them together, and move up. It would be a time to do it. You know, certainly it would be something where this is the reason you acquire these assets. And, you know, if you look at the Bills draft last year, it's kind of funny. They traded back and ended up getting a Rookie of the Year candidate anyway. And you get a first rounder this year to possibly move up again. They're in a really, really good spot draft-wise. And, you know, the reason you get draft capital is to be able to move around and have that maneuverability. And I think they're going to use it.
All right, there you have it. NFL.com, NFL Insider, and Rappaport. Rap Sheet, thank you.
Thank you.